Yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked at how Jay-Z came, you know, how Jay-Z went on the album. I was, like, the dialogue, the way he, you know, approached the records and everything.
This one is so good.
What's your favorite song on it?
I don't have one yet. We sitting here listening to it as I see it.
Oh, man.
And on my girlfriend. A podcast, so I had picked a topic, and it was like it was thing out. So like, fuck it, let's just talk about it.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah, this is my second time on here. Yeah, I like this joint. Yeah, the album dope.
You could- I like Nas joint too.
I did like Nas joint, but I like wanted more.
You don't like the seven song format Kanye doing?
I didn't feel satisfied, no. I felt more satisfied with
more songs.
I think it was the way they put it together. Like I felt more satisfied with what's the name joining. He only got seven songs.
That Jay-Z joint got 9 songs on there.
Like, no, I'm talking about Pusha T though.
Yeah,
I felt satisfied with Pusha T album, and it's only 7 songs on there too.
Okay, I feel you. Maybe because of the way the production too, how he, produced
different. Right, right. I wasn't feeling it. I think it was an idea. Like it worked for Pusha T.
Mm-hmm.
So then he, you know, what I'm saying, put it together for Nas, but I just feel like it wasn't enough. Like I'm a whole Nas fan. Like I'm used to more.
Yeah. Cause we haven't heard Nas in so long. A lot of people have been wondering.
Right, like you just going like you know, when you start having sex and you about the climax and then it just stop and it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like that's how I felt. Like it just wasn't satisfying.
Nas out here giving quickies.
Huh?
You said Nas out here album was a whole quickie.
Right, that's a quickie. Right. I was just like, damn. All right. I guess I'll wait to the next one, next 20 years.
Oh man. Yeah, most definitely. We never, you know, Nas, he be disappearing.
Right, he get older too. So you know what I'm saying? He's not hungry like he was when he was younger.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I kind of agree and I kind of don't. Like, I agree with it. I wanted 10 to 12 songs to die. We haven't heard from him in a while.
I mean, he gave me, like, I think it was the way it was put together. Like, and then, you know, Nas is usually so graphic. Like,
you see
his album.
I was talking about that yesterday when I was on here, how Nas, like Illmatic, he on Hip Hop New York State of Mind. That pitch, like, you felt like you've been to Queens. You've never been to Queens before. You felt like you've been here because of like that pitch.
Right, right.
Like it's
like one of my favorite Jones is. I got a story to tell. Like I don't think there's a fucking song in hip hop that can outdo that song.
That's a hell of a poet, man. The way he paints his pictures. There's not a lot of people like that.
You can close your eyes and go somewhere with his music, right? So, yeah, no, I was not satisfied.
But do you got a favorite song on there? Like, it's off his album?
No. I feel like they all just, like, average. I feel
the Pusha T album, that's his best work solo wise.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you this, because I said to my friend right here who is a Drake fan, loves Drake. I say that Pusha T won that battle. She says, why should he have to respond? I say he did respond, but he didn't respond the way I felt as though he should have responded as a rap fan. I feel like he lost.
Yeah, when he responded to the infrared with the W track, you think he could have made another track?
He responded to the infrared, and then another one came out. He didn't respond to the second one, and the second one was the one when he did respond, but off record. Like, he went to the publicity, to the public, like, I did take care of my son. I had been taking care of the young boy.
To me, I agree with you. I saw that. I saw it.
Like, my thing is, you should have came out with an album, or like not an album, but you should have put all your facts in a song.
His album dropping June 29th. Also, though,
he ain't got to say shit. That's my fucking dream. He ain't got
to
say
shit. He should have. Fuck out of here.
I love Drake as an artist. That's sexy. I think he's the only person that can do the rap this nigga shit. Like, it's so fucking sexy. And I just love his flow. Like, I just always like Drake, even from his mixtapes. Like, I grew Drake fan.
Nas definitely, Drake, I said Nas. Drake definitely not going nowhere.
And I am like this.
No, I don't think that even put a dent in his career. But what I'm saying is, like, you not going to come. Too much. You know
he about to super be dropping, surprise everybody with. For some reason, I feel like
I only feel like what's the name was ready for that shit.
I think Drake, as we seen in the past, Drake real petty, so we never know what he gonna drop on his album this month. Like, he might have a song on there. You know what I mean? And then you know how everything's so fast-paced now with social media. Like, when Jay and Nas was beefing, Nas took, like, a whole year to respond. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything's so fast-paced now. We got to wait and see.
But that was from the beginning. Nas took a whole year to respond. We got to remember, Nas' mom was dying cancer. Like, that was a whole different situation. Like, this nigga mom ain't dying of cancer. Like, his dad responded faster than he did.
Yeah, he has something to say.
Snapping, get the fuck out of here. Like, your pop responded.
Yeah, he was snapping on Wendy Williams and everything.
Drinking was disappointing. Wait for
I'm
it.
Just saying.
Just wait for it. Just wait for
I'm
it.
I'm waiting for it.
Just wait for
All
it.
All right, so do you think that Danny Glover is a double agent? Donald Glover is like a double agent. Like, I'll keep hearing people like, so flip-sided about Childish Gambino, like.
What was the question?
He like a fraud, or is he like a double agent, like?
Oh, is he a fraud? Like, is he really down for the people when he made that the America song?
Right.
Do I feel he a purist, like, I really don't know too much about Bull, like. It's just awful school, you know what I mean? Like, but I don't know. I can't really answer that question. I don't know. Okay. I know he did stand up. He do a lot of different things. Like, you know,
he's very different. He sings. He raps.
I like the song he had, the R&B song. I forgot the name of the song. I liked it though.
My home. She didn't know him as Childish Gambino. She knew him as Donald Glover.
So like got different fan bases. Like, he was he on that show The Office, I think. And then he got a show about
his family or whatever. I know he sings. I know some of his songs on his album was really, really interesting. I did see an interview about him, like, back before he did This Is America. Yeah. And they was asking him, like, would he be with a white girl or whatever. He said no, because he wouldn't feel comfortable in coming in the house talking about white people to a white woman. So, like, that was just, like, off record. So,
okay.
I don't know. But I just keep hearing, like, because people are mad about the fact that he was black when he shot up the church.
They say he was black when he shot the church?
Yeah, you know how, like, the white boy shot up the church, but when he depicted that murder scene, it was him, but he was black, and blah, 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 blah.
He
had
the idea that he was black out the head.
Okay. Yeah, I ain't even know about all that, though, like, the black and shooting the church and all that. Yeah,
I ain't seen a video of This Is America.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't even remember that part. Like, I you know, you seen the video everywhere. Like, I remember the song, and, you know, you seen the memes and everything. Like, I ain't hear the outroar for it. You know, I ain't hear that certain topic yet. He very diverse though. He all over the place. Like I know his fan base crazy. Like my cousin put me on him a couple years ago. Matter of fact, he had a song called Bonfire or something. He was rapping and stuff. He was like he liked the next Drake because you know the acting and rapping and stuff.
Okay.
My cousin put me on.
Yeah, I
remember him and Jhené Aiko. That was a thing. People thought they was dating. He had a song with her. Like I heard, I'm a little familiar with him.
Okay.
He can rap though. He
definitely can rap. He's definitely special.
And his music, his R&B got a little old soul to it. Like it's like got a little old soul to him.
Well, I think he's from like Atlanta or something.
Yeah,
like,
he got a show. He got a popular show called Atlanta.
Deep down in Atlanta, too. Like,
yeah, it's real popular. The show, all right. His interviews be kind of funny. Like he seemed like he an introvert. Like he really don't want to be there. Like how he be in his interview. I remember he interviewed Chief Keef. Matter of fact, he interviewed Chief Keef on a documentary. That was
wow! I didn't see that.
Still on YouTube, yeah. This is when Chief Keef first came out. They did a little thing. I think it's called Nosy, whatever the platform called. They did an interview together.
That's cool.
He was all saying Indian style and stuff like. It was crazy.
Yeah, he's really like strange. Like yeah. He's like.
It was a lot of dead points in the interview. They was like highlighting, like they both just sitting there, like because you know when Chief Keef first came out, he ain't talk. He really ain't. His interview on Skittles wasn't that good.
I've been listening to some other guy from down there called his name is Prince Easy.
Yeah, I never heard of Prince Easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
There.
Out Atlanta?
Not Atlanta, from wherever Chief Keef from.
Chicago.
There you go. Okay. Got the little dress and shit. Some of his shit be like screaming a lot.
You know they got that drill sound. A lot of Chicago artists, the Young Pappies and all.
But like if you get past the screaming, it's like, all right, I kind of understand what you're talking about. But then he do have other songs that are really, really good songs. But he like got that. So he feel like Meek Mill stole his flow and shit. Like he got this joint called Dream Killers.
Oh man! Like,
yeah, but I'm from Philly, so I don't be trying to play that shit all heavy and shit because I gotta represent Meek Mill's.
Yeah, I'm from Philly too.
Shit, heavy.
Yeah, you know.
I'm sorry.
I be telling everybody about Meek, like how I never seen a art because I, you know, I'm from Philly, but I lived in Virginia too. So I seen the come up of Wale and Meek basically at the same time. Like when I was in high school, I just never seen an artist take over a city like Meek Mill. Like get the support he get.
You know who I did? The young boy from Pittsburgh.
Wiz Khalifa?
Wiz Khalifa took over Pittsburgh. I went down there during the time he came out with that Black and Yellow fucking song. They had billboards and a young boy everywhere. Like, he really took over the city. But I'm proud as shit of Meek Mills because I really remember Meek. Like, in high school, Meek was on DVDs and shit. It was Meek Mills. It was Vodka. It was motherfucking Joy I had. And it was Reed Dollars. And them was the motherfuckers in the street. It was a couple of other motherfuckers. But them was the ones that was going heavy. Like,
heavy. Yeah, Vodka.
And Meek made it.
You definitely from Philly. You got to be from Philly, no Vodka. He underrated, man. But, yeah.
He's way underrated. That man is a fucking... Listen, he is such a genius at that shit at a young age. Like, I always thought he was going to be the one that fucking made it. But no, Meek Mills.
I remember.
And I'm proud of him. But Vodka was different, and he ain't sound like all them motherfuckers.
His wordplay. I remember he was on Cosmic Kev, and when he came back from jail and he went on Cosmic Kev, I was like, man, Vodka bars is crazy. Like,
Vodka is a beast. That's crazy. You know who Vodka is.
Yeah, I'm from Philly.
No, wait, it was about to record. I know, and she about to start recording.
But it definitely was good talking to you, yo.
Most definitely. Same to you, too. Definitely enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah.
All right.